This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and Foreign Affairs Minister of Chile, Alberto Van Cleveren, will co-chair the second India-Chile Joint Commission meeting in New Delhi today. Apart from this, Mr. Cleveren will also participate in Chile-India Business Agriculture Summit today and later proceed to Mumbai. Minister for Foreign Affairs of Chile has arrived in New Delhi yesterday. Chile is a key partner of India in the Latin American region. The forthcoming visit of the Minister Cleveren will provide both sides an opportunity to review the progress in bilateral relations and explore new avenues for cooperation, further strengthening bilateral ties. The Joint Committee of Parliament on the WAF Amendment Bill 2024 has invited views and suggestions from the public, NGOs, experts, stakeholders and institutions. The Lok Sabha Secretariat has issued a press communique in this regard. It said those desirous of submitting written suggestions to the committee can send two copies either in English or in Hindi to Joint Secretary JM Lok Sabha Secretariat, Room Number 440, Parliament House Annex, New Delhi 110001, and also email to jpcwafls@sansad.nic.in. Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, has called a 12-hour bund in West Bengal today to protest against atrocities by police on students demonstrating against the alleged recent doctor rape and murder case in Kolkata. The protesters in the BJP were demanding the resignation of Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee and arrest of those involved in the rape and murder of a doctor at the RG Kaur Medical College and Hospital. The violence in Kolkata has been reported yesterday during a student march Novanno Abhiyan called by the Chhatro Samaj. The judicial custody of Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal has been extended to the 3rd of next month in CBI case related to alleged liquor excise policy scam. Mr. Kejriwal was produced before the special judge Kaveri Baweja of the Rouse Avenue Court through video conferencing from Tihar Jail. Last week, in a counter-affidavit filed before the Supreme Court, the CBI said that all the critical decisions in the formulation of the now-scrapped Delhi liquor policy were taken at the behest of the Chief Minister Kejriwal in connivance with the then-Excise Minister Manish Sisodia. The Assam government asserted that necessary steps have been taken by the centre and state government to completely seal the Assam-Bangladesh border. State Agriculture Minister Atul Bora informed the State Assembly today that border fencing will prevent illegal immigration. He said that only 4.35 kilometres of border fencing remains to be completed. The minister informed the House that the border guards of Bangladesh had raised some issues on the fencing which have been addressed. In a major development in the Malayalam film industry, actor Mohanlal resigned as the president of the Association of Malayalam Movie Artists, AMMA, yesterday. The decision comes in the aftermath of the Justice K. Hema committee report, which detailed rampant harassment and abuse faced by women professionals in the industry. The report describes severe discrimination and challenges that women in the Malayalam film industry endure, triggering widespread outrage and calls for accountability. The Indian Meteorological Department has issued red alert for several districts of Gujarat for the next 48 hours with prediction of extremely heavy rain at isolated places in Saurashtra and Kutch. IMD has also issued a flash flood risk alert for several districts of Gujarat, including Ahmedabad, Vadodara. Relief and rescue operations is underway in the state, with over 23,000 people living in low-lying areas have been shifted to safer places and over 1,600 have been rescued. Meanwhile, widespread rainfall occurred in Gujarat during the last 24 hours. In Bihar, thousands of people have been displaced due to flood conditions in Bhagalpur, Munger, West Champaran, Khagaria and Katihar and some other districts. Meanwhile, the Indian Meteorological Department IMD has forecast very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall in western, central and coastal parts of the country for the next 2 to 3 days. Jay Shah, the current Honorary Secretary of the BCCI, has been elected unopposed as the independent chair of the International Cricket Council. Mr. Shah was the sole nominee for the chairmanship. He will assume his position on the 1st of December this year. And that is the end of this news bulletin.